William, there's a fantastic story behind tomato sauce in the Spanish style. You obviously enjoyed writing this chapter.
This is one of the kind of great eureka moments for me. I was sitting in the British Library. I had heard that there was a book written by a man called Antonio Latini called The Modern Steward, published in 1692, where there was apparently the first ever mention of a tomato. Now, what's extraordinary is, first of all, Italian cuisine existed for centuries without using tomatoes. They took quite a long time to be embedded in food culture because they were a relation of deadly nightshade. They looked dangerous. The early varietals were probably yellow, and so they looked like poison. I went through every page in this book, and it's written in sort of ancient Neapolitan, page after page after page, trying to see this word pomodoro, because I'd seen on the internet, I'd read about it everywhere. I'd never actually seen the primary source. You know, when you research a book, you know, you get a lot of references to stuff, and I was determined to nail the first mention. And so I sat in the British Library looking and looking and looking and looking and giving up, and then finally I suddenly saw this, it said salsa de pomodoro a la española, tomato sauce in the Spanish style. And there it was, take half a dozen mature tomatoes, place on the fire to roast, etc., etc. The first ever recipe for tomato sauce. It was a eureka moment. And the guy who wrote it, and there's a picture of him in my book, he's got this wonderful curly wig. He was a steward for a... an important person in Naples who was actually a Spaniard, so he had a Spanish influence in his tomato sauce. And it was a great moment. I kind of did a muted yell because you can't...
Let's just go back to ask, did you cheer in the British Library?
As I said, it was a muted yell. You can't scream. The way I type is loud enough to sort of disturb everyone else. So I did a sort of, yes, found it.
It's a fantastic photograph, and he's really looking quite intensely, isn't he?
Oh yeah, I mean, this was a bit of a dude. Definitely wanted to. He wanted his handsome locks and his Roman nose portrayed at the front of his book, and you know, you can see him in all his glory. It's a wonderful book, The Modern Steward. I then, of course, had to find someone to translate it for me, and it wasn't easy because it's a very ancient type of Italian, the Neapolitan language. And I owe a lot of people thanks. There were several people who helped me with it. The other thing is, you can't... I shouldn't say this. I surreptitiously photographed it on my iPhone. It should have got me slung out of the British Library and then emailed it to loads of people I thought might be able to understand ancient versions of Italian. And then finally I got a few translations back, and it was exactly as I'd hoped it was. Tomatoes grilled and then used to add to sauces and meat dishes.
That's wonderful. Thank you.